Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
State University after a mass shooting that left two people dead, six others injured, shooter included. Andre Perez was one of the students who huddled in classrooms hiding from the threat. He's also the president of the Students Demand Action Chapter at FSU.
Many of my peers and I are frankly exhausted and tired of this constant desensitization of gun violence, mass shootings occurring every week, every day.
The 20-year-old alleged gunman stepmom, a sheriff's deputy. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he was successful today in meeting in El Salvador with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a man who was sent to prison there by the Trump administration in March, despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation. More Trump administration pressure on Harvard University. The Department of Homeland Security now demanding detailed records on student visa holders. This is ABC News. The Attorney General of New Jersey is suing online platform Discord over predator concerns on the popular app that includes chat options. The company has defended its safety measures.
New Jersey's lawsuit alleges online platform Discord represented the app as safe for parents but exposed children to sexual and violent content. The lawsuit claims the app's design makes it easy for children to connect with other users but also allows predators to lurk and target them, undeterred by the safety features Discord touts as reasons that parents and users should trust its app. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A federal grand jury in New York today returned a four-count indictment against alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. The grand jury charges him with two counts of stalking, firearms offense, and murder through the use of a firearm, a charge that makes him eligible for the death penalty, something Attorney General Pam Bondi has already signaled her intention to pursue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A low of 52 degrees tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. 62 Friday, again, spotty showers are possible. Friday night, 38 with light showers early in the evening. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, a high of 57. Sunday, 55 with blustery winds developing. Rain likely by mid to late afternoon on Easter Sunday.
There was plenty of high school sports in the area today, including in high school baseball, Richland Center hosting River Valley, which was also our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Richland Center Hornets hold on for a 5-4 victory over the River Valley Blackhawks at Area Baseball. The Hornets scored four times in the second inning on three hits and would hold that lead until River Valley scored two in the fourth and two in the fifth. Just one hit total in both innings, but River Valley advantageous, taking advantage of walks and an error along the way, and they score to tie the game. Richland Center unties the game in the bottom of the fifth after Jacob McDonald singled. He would get on base and then go to second on a wild pitch, eventually scoring on an RBI ground out by Avery McGlynn, and the Hornets made it stand up with Jacob McDonald going the distance and striking out six batters, walking four and giving up just one River Valley hit. On the other side, Abbott Milanowski pitched the first three innings for River Valley. Quincy Blakely pitched the last three for the Blackhawks as they fall to 1-5 overall and 0-2 in the Southwest Conference. Richland Center improves to 4-4 overall, 1-1 in the conference with the victory. Next up, the Hornets will be hosting Prairie du Chien on Tuesday night. River Valley will play Platteville. Once again, a lot of things went on, including Louise Schadauer, 105 years old, the resident of Schmidtwoodland Hills, throwing out the first pitch. It was an eventful night and a good ball game won by Richland Center, 5-4 over River Valley. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in high school baseball, Ithaca beat Wauzeka Steuben 5-1 in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Mineral Point defeated Riverdale 5-2. Platteville shut out Dodgeville 1-0. It was Royal over Bangor 7-3. Hillsboro shut out Waniwok Center 19-0 in 5 innings. It was North Crawford over Lafarge 15-5. Cashton beat Nisida 8-2. Cuba City defeated Iowa Grant 10-1. Southwestern got by Darlington 6-5. River Ridge shut out Argyle Blackhawk 13-0. Westby beat Arcadia 9-1. Wisconsin Dells shut out Westfield 4-0. It was Edgewood over Portage 1-0. Mauston beat Nakusa 6-1. Onalaska shut out Sparta 4-0. And it was Reedsburg over Baraboo 10-4. Also in high school softball, Prairie du Chien beat Richland Center 2-1. It was Platteville over River Valley 2-1. Iowa Grant defeated Fenimore 9-7. Dodgeville defeated Lancaster 7-3. Pecatonica shut out Highland 11-0 in 5 innings. Kickapoo beat Weston 14-4. It was Hillsboro over Waniwok Center 8-4. Southwestern beat Darlington 9-2. Belmont defeated Judah Albany 10-2. Wisconsin Heights shut out Belleville 4-0. Reedsburg beat Baraboo 7-6. Portage shut out Sauk Prairie 12-0 in 5 innings. And it was Toma over Sparta 12-2. We also have a couple girls' high school soccer finals to pass along. Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca beat Richland Center 8-0, and it was Platteville Lancaster over River Valley 3-1. And in Major League Baseball today, the Diamondbacks beat the Marlins 6-4, the Pirates shut out the Nationals 1-0, the Mariners defeated the Reds 11-7, the Athletics shut out the White Sox 8-0, the Phillies beat the Giants 6-4. It was the Orioles over the Guardians 6-2. And the Tigers beat the Royals 6-1. Once again, in our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, Richland Center beat River Valley 5-4 in high school baseball. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
100.9 WRCO. I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night. I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset. Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone. The way you smiled and said my name.
Turns out, oh, I was looking. would be taking you home. Girl, I need to talk to you, 'cause I got a question. It's more like a suggestion. And here's the deal. Obvious that something ain't right, or else you wouldn't be here tonight. And I don't wanna come on too strong. Don't get me wrong, girl. I need to talk to you, 'cause I got a question. See, it's more like a suggestion.
Picture in my mind. struggles and hard times, broken hearts and old guitars paint a picture in my mind. Takes me back to the good old days. I guess that's just the way I was raised, and there ain't no other place that I belong. Yeah, that's my life in a country song. When I need it the most, so I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it
breaks down the walls of my pride, 'cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Oh, my head, heart, and hands are feeling heavy. That's when I lift them just a little higher. I'll bring my
drops a quarter in a beat up payphone. listens to it rattle on down. Voice as cold as a phone she's holding. The connection's way too clear. He's yelling, where's my dinner? She's too far gone to care. She says, listen here. There's a time to stay.
To the hard rock bottom of your heart. of your heart.
More than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
This is Officer Jared Wilson of the Richland Center Police Department. Our department is seeking assistance from the community to help identify those individuals responsible for burglarizing Allied Machinery, formerly known as the Richland Foundry. During the weekend of March 7th through March 10th, a person or persons entered Allied Machinery and stole various tools and equipment. If you have any information regarding this incident or any other incidents similar in nature, please call Richland Area Crime Stoppers at 647-CLUE. That's 647-2583. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000. We appreciate your assistance since community cooperation and support is vital in your police department's efforts to keep the community safe.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
I come from a one-horse town. There ain't much happens when the sun goes down. The big thing's a big game on Friday night. Start turning in somewhere about half past ten. They roll the sidewalks up and turn out the lights. That's the time to find the two of us kicking up dust. Riding low down a gravel road, rocking out to the radio, kicking up dust, singing along with every song. We'll take a cruise around the Dairy Queen. See who's hanging with who and who's hanging out. When they start picking at the farm, we'll all be dancing in the barn, turning it up and getting down. When the morning comes, the sun will find us kicking up dust. Riding low down a gravel road, rocking out to the radio, kicking up dust, singing along with every song. Kicking up dust, making out by the dam. God bless you, ma'am. Fooling around, falling in love, kicking up dust.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know.
Local Civic Media Radio Station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrco.com/contest-terms.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Did you ever wake up in the morning, nothing was going right? Spent the whole night fussing and fighting with your wife. Bills out in the mailbox, you know that you can't pay. Then you try to leave for work and your car's been hauled away. What you needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel all right when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good song. A friend of mine was working hard, saving all his pay. Like Jesse James, IRS stole most of it away. Then he got chased by a street gang and he finally found a phone. Called up the police and they put him on hold. What he needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. They say music charms the savage beast, and I believe it's true.
children of Israel at the walls of Jericho. They brought the house down with a real good song. One that makes you feel all right when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet and makes you sing along. You need a real good song. You need a real good song.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI, at MWT.net.
Two new public health vending machines in Iowa County are now offering free wellness supplies 24/7. Get Narcan, fentanyl test strips, pregnancy tests, condoms, hygiene kits, first aid supplies, gun locks, bottled water, and more completely free. Find them at 303 West Chapel Street in Dodgeville next to the flagpole and 345 West Street in Arena through the front porch door. Take what you need, no questions asked. Stay safe, stay healthy.
100.9 WRCO. I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
But if it ain't, I get a real good deal. And I won't leave my jeans. They should put me in a magazine. Don't be jealous of my piece of style. I'm still the same as I was. Hands off in my pickup truck. Didn't really even cause them much. And even though I'm not Christian Dior, deep down I'm Country Couture.
this. Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way. Nobody's ever made me say 99.9% sure. I've never been here before. I've never been here before. I've never been loved like this. Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way. I've never been here before.
I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A low of 52 degrees tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. 62 Friday, again, spotty showers are possible. Friday night, 38 with light showers early in the evening. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, a high of 57. Sunday, 55 with blustery winds developing. Rain likely by mid to late afternoon on Easter Sunday.